The fearless pursuit of the truth. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Tuesday here on the Steve Gruber Show. Glad to have you along for the conversation. Thank you for making us number one. We appreciate your support every day. Our next guest is a regular here, Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org, the place to find out more. Doctor, welcome back to the program.
Good to talk to you, Steve.
All right, so as we look at all of these conversations back and forth, and we're looking at the student walkout coming tomorrow to demand gun control in America, we need to know more facts about guns in schools, because as I look at like Polk County, Florida, where the sheriff there gave some teachers training as much as 132 hours of training and then deputized them, and they carry weapons in the school district in Polk County, Florida, not far from where this shooting happened in February. There hasn't been a school shooting there. If I go to Detroit, where they have police officers and special resource officers, they don't have shootings in those schools either. It seems to me that the guns in schools appear to make them safer from where I stand. Am I wrong?
Well, I agree with you. I mean, look, 25 states have, to varying degrees, allow staff and teachers to be able to go and carry. Some of them, like Alabama and Utah and Hampshire, allow extensively. If you have a concealed carry permit, you're allowed to carry. Others require the types of training you mentioned there, or they basically have to have the permission of superintendent or the school board in order to carry. And, you know, in places like Ohio, you may have 40 school districts, and in Texas, you have something like 172 school districts. Oklahoma is fairly extensive. Minnesota, just within the last few weeks, has had a number of school districts where the superintendent or school boards have made decisions. So you look around, and the types of concerns that people have been raising about accidents or teachers losing control of their guns or other bad things happening just haven't occurred.
It doesn't. The evidence doesn't show it. Yeah, the evidence doesn't show that. Go on.
You know, I mean, as happens with a lot of gun control debates, people make comments about things that might possibly happen. Well, we don't have to guess. We can go and look to see what happens. And those concerns haven't materialized at all. And at the same time, as you say, any of those places that allow staff and teachers to carry haven't seen any attacks on them either.
And that's the point that I'm getting at here, because some of these demands for the walkout tomorrow, you know, I'm looking at these declarations from school districts and school boards and so forth. No guns in any schools. Eliminate guns from all schools. Well, apparently they must not realize there are guns in Detroit and Flint and Baltimore and Los Angeles and all these places. By the way, places that have never had mass shootings of any sort, because, well, who would go in there? And the fact is, they wouldn't. And so when they're saying we want no school, no guns in any school, they don't even know what they're talking about, do they?
Well, I mean, it's a feel-good slogan or something that kids are being taught to say. But, you know, who knows? I mean, it's this old notion. If you thought that there was actually a chance that somebody was stalking you, was a danger to you and your family, would you put the sign in front of your home that says your home is a gun-free zone? I don't know people who would do that. I've paid lots of gun control advocates, and they would never say that they put up a sign like that. Well, why don't we apply the same logic to other places? I mean, why do we put those types of signs in front of places where we're concerned about attacks occurring? You know, places around the country, whether they be Ohio or Texas or other places, instead have signs. They go and say, you know, beware, selective teachers or staff at this school are armed and will use those weapons to go and protect themselves and others should an attack arise. I mean, which type of sign would you want to have in front of your school?
Right. This is a hardened target, the sign that I'd want to have. You know, I had an NRA instructor here, Rick Hector, here on the program yesterday from Detroit. And he said, you know, the only thing that concerns me about everything that the thing he finds most concerning about what they've done in Florida so far is the amount of time involved. He says 132 hours of training is excessive.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. You know, the most training that you see any place right now in the country, South Dakota is like 40 hours. There are a couple other places that are 40 hours. But the other places are fractions of that. You know, 132 hours is kind of like they want to just make it so long and so extensive that nobody would want to go on through the program there, which is a pain. So it just...
I mean, that's going to work for full time for almost a month to get that kind of time in.
Right. Well, I mean, the governor didn't want any staff or teachers to be able to go on carry at schools. And, you know, that's kind of the compromise that was worked out, you know, that he'd sign it if they put an extreme amount of training.
Well, there you go. It concerns me, though, that people are so immune to, well, the facts, frankly. The facts are that these schools that are hardened targets, not gun-free zones with open campuses, are not the ones targeted.
In Florida, you know, they're going to be spending $500,000 a year on putting one armed police officer in each school. I mean, to me, that's ridiculous in the sense that putting somebody in uniform, putting one person in uniform in a school, is like putting the person there with a neon sign above them that says, shoot me first. Because if there's nobody else that's armed in that school, and the killer can go and take out the law enforcement officer first, then they know that there's nobody else there in order to go and try to stop them.
Nothing left. Line of defense. I got to leave it right there, doctor, but... I totally agree. And you can find out more from Dr. John Lott, all the books he's written, crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org. Dr. Lott, always a pleasure.
Great talk.
Thank you, Dr. John Lott. When we come back, Jeffrey Ford and so much more in hour number two. Sit tight.